Hi guys, welcome to the first ever episode of We're Just Winging It. We're your hosts, Kirsten
and Oscar.
And today we wanted to dedicate this podcast to basically talk about how we met, because this is literally something that we get asked all the time. We've been together for now
4 years, and we kind of give just people a generic story that we just went to high school together.
Which we did go to high school together. But that's not how we met.
A lot deeper than what we tell people.
Okay. So we're going to go all the way back to 2017, which is now, I guess, over 4 years ago, right?
Just a little over 4 years, yes.
So back in, this was like Halloween weekend. I was in college, and we both went to, what was the
nightclub?
Yeah, we both went to the same nightclub. It was called Nodo. Well, it is called Nodo. And I went there with my girlfriends. I was like behind the DJ booth, and I guess Meek Mill was playing at the time. So I get home to my apartment, still obviously drunk, and I open Snapchat and I see that Oscar had a story, right?
Yeah, I had posted a story about Meek Mill performing at the club.
Yeah, so basically I replied to his story, and I was like, oh shit, I was there too.
Yeah, and he literally only performed for like two songs, and he left, so I guess she must have just missed it.
No, I was completely there. I don't think I comprehended that he was there. So I thought it was super funny how we were both at the same place. We didn't see each other. And then I reached out to him super drunk. And then I don't even remember what I said.
And also, I just want to point out that this is like when I was in college, and like none of my roommates used to go out at all. But like I would just go out by myself to clubs.
Yeah, so weird.
Like for no reason. And it was like, now thinking back on it, it just is so strange. And
I remember you told me that, and I was so fascinated because I never heard of anyone ever going out to anything by themselves.
Yeah, no, I did it a bunch of times, and like I obviously never had as much fun as I could have had if I was like with someone that I actually was new. So I like tried to drink and just try to have the best time that I could. But I mean, of course, like when you don't know anyone, it's pretty awkward. And
wait, so why did you always go by yourself? Your friends just didn't want to.
Both my roommates were just like super busy with like schoolwork, so they just like never wanted to go out.
Even on the weekend? So lame.
Even on the weekend.
Okay, but anyways, so I reached out to him on Snapchat. I don't even remember. Still to this day, I don't know how I have your Snapchat. I guess.
No, I reached out to you because like when I first moved and I started college, like I was trying to reconnect with like certain people that went to my high school, because it was like the best way for me to like make new friends. So
and you
yeah,
gave me
that's
your Snapchat?
How I believe.
Okay, that's
so
funny, because I yeah vividly remember you reaching out to me because I was talking to my ex-boyfriend at the we weren't dating yet, but I remember I was talking to him and you reached out to me, and I don't know, I guess we just never hung out after that point. But
yeah, I like messaged maybe two people from high school, and I think the other person didn't
okay
respond at all.
So anyways, I have his Snapchat. I reached out to him. I don't even remember what I said, honestly. It was probably something like, oh my god, we were both at the same place. And then eventually I think you invited yourself over and you came over.
Yeah, I guess so. I mean, sure.
What do you mean? That's not what happened? That is what happened.
That is what happened. I mean, you agreed. It's not like I just fucking
I
came over.
That. So yeah, he.
So how did I? How did
because
the fuck did
you
I
mentioned it.
Over?
You were like, oh, I can.
You gave me permission.
No, I know. You didn't force.
Like
me.
I just, I didn't. No, climb but I up think he, okay,
whatever. So he didn't obviously force me, but it happened. I think it was your idea, which is it was my idea to message you. But so I technically made the first move. I did make the first move.
Yeah, I mean the night was pretty dead after that anyway, so I was kind of bored from just
going out to a club by myself. Oh, so you were so bored.
I couldn't end on.
Wow. Okay. Okay, so like you're so bored out of your mind. I guess I was just.
I wasn't bored. I'm just saying, like, I went to a club by myself and I didn't.
Wait, so
like
did you come over straight from the club or did you go? Oh, you.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. Okay, so he showed up to my apartment first time. Oh my God, I remember this. So, yeah, it was Halloween weekend. I think I was like something stupid, like a cat. But I was already home. I probably already dressed. I was in my pajamas.
Yeah, you literally were already changed. Yeah, you changed.
Gave no fucks. But so he came over. He was in a cowboy hat. He even had contacts in. You remember that? Gray contacts? Yeah.
I don't know. Those colored contacts are so expensive. So I was just trying to use them as much as I could. Because to get the most out of my money.
I remember he came over in a cowboy costume. And yeah, the rest is history. But I just think it's really funny because we both actually are from the same hometown. We went to the same high school. And when we did go to the same high school, my best friend at the time had like an obsession with you, which is so ironic because I knew who you were. But I guess you didn't know who I was because we were in different grades. I was in the grade...
I've heard of you, but like I never.
Yeah, because I was dating someone in your grade, but I was in a grade lower than Oscar. So I just knew who you were, and then it's just really funny because we went to the same high school, and then we're now meeting outside of high school, and now we're together over 4 years later. So you know what's funny?
What?
So I remember when we started when we were still talking at this point, we were still Snapchatting, but I know that we had each other's numbers, but I remember that you would only Snapchat me to communicate with me and you would never text me. And I remember telling that to my friends and it would drive me crazy because I would be out at a club or the bar with my friends and I would obviously like see a Snapchat from you and then I would communicate through you, but it would always kill my phone battery because Snapchat drains your battery more than just texting.
Yeah.
So I mean, can you explain why you did that?
I don't know. I feel like I wasn't the only one. I feel like there was a period where like everyone used Snapchat instead of actually texting because like, yeah, you literally just posted a picture of you and like a short ass caption with the picture.
Yeah, so but isn't it just so much easier to text?
No, I don't think so.
Huh? Yeah, but wouldn't you be annoyed about it would drain your phone battery?
I mean, it kind of like breaks the ice. If you're like, you just randomly want to spark up a conversation, it's better to just post like a random picture and just be like, oh.
That's so annoying.
Instead of texting and like, you know, just thinking of something, what to say, like, yeah, what's up? Or, I mean, it's like you're killing two birds with one stone. Like you're showing the person where you're at.
You just wanted to Snapchat me because when you Snapchat someone, it's a lot less conspicuous as to like texting someone.
I mean, I don't know. I feel like everyone did that though. Like
no one did that but you.
Snapchat instead of actually texting. I mean, I don't know.
No, I think that was funny because I thought that was super annoying.
You Snapchat me all the time too.
Like, yeah, because you would never text me, but you would always Snapchat me.
It was just so much easier. Like I didn't even have to say anything. It would just be like a video of what I was doing. A random
picture?
Yeah. Or a video.
Yeah, but you would always say something, right? Because then why would I respond? But yeah, that's funny. Just had to point that out. Because no one else did that, honestly.
No one else did that? Really?
Yeah, I mean, I would Snapchat my girlfriends.
I feel like most guys did that.
Really?
I feel like.
No. Not to any other guy that I was talking to, honestly, no.
Really? Well,
no.
Maybe their Snapchat was dry.
Their Snapchat was dry.
Yeah, you know how you used to have best friends? You could have your best friends.
Yeah, you remember when you could Snapchatter friend?
Yeah, it would give you points and who was rated at the top.
Was that still when we were talking? Could you see? Or when did they get rid of that feature?
I'm not sure.
It's funny.
Yeah, so there was this bar in college where we used to go every Wednesday. We called it White Girl Wednesday.
No, we didn't just call it. It was actually called White Girl Wednesday.
Everyone called it White Girl Wednesday.
Also, mind you, it wasn't just white girls that went. I don't know why it was called White Girl Wednesday. Well, I guess girls, because the majority were white girls.
I think girls just got in free. And
did we?
Yeah, I think so.
No.
Yeah, girls got in free up to a certain time.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It was before 12 or something.
Yeah.
Which,
and then they
I'm
had
late, so that never applied.
Crazy good drink specials.
Oh, yeah, they did.
You can get
it was the beer, right? You would always get, how much would you get? You would get an insane amount.
They were it was a Bud Light 16-ounce can for $1.50. So we used to me and my roommates or my friends that we would go with. Well, I didn't have any friends, but just my roommates. We would just go in and we would each buy a whole case, because you could buy a whole case of the 16-ounce beers for $8.
I remember that we met up one night and you had gotten a whole case.
Yeah. So it was eight 16-ounce beers for $8, which is a steal.
It's pretty good, yeah.
And then that was good enough for the whole night.
But yeah, we always had this, I guess, event to go to in the middle of the week, which I guess, is
no,
that normal?
That was literally their best Wednesday. Night, because on the weekends, it was dead in there. There was no people. It was only Wednesdays it was the most popular.
Yeah. Yeah, because I remember going on a Saturday or a Friday,
yeah,
it was
empty.
Dead.
Yeah, they had a bunch of DJs and stuff there. So
it was so fun.
I don't know why. Some people had class the next day and they just didn't give a fuck.
Yeah, me. I had an 8 a.m. class at least once a week, but I had my 9:30 class and I always made it just because I would just force myself to wake up, and I think it was a gen ed or something, so wasn't that big of a deal, but
yeah, it was just super crowded. Some I remember, especially when it was warmer outside, the line
so
would
crowded.
Be, the line just to get in would be to the end of the block.
Really?
Yeah. You've never had to wait at the end of the block?
No, because I feel I would always go with my one friend at the time, and we would always see people and then just cut with them, and somehow we always got in super fast. But
yeah, I'm pretty sure I went there by myself a couple times too.
But yeah, oh my god, I miss it.
I mean, it was fun when...
It was a fun time because I remember anticipating seeing you that night.
Yeah, I mean, we still weren't officially in a relationship, so...
No, I don't think we ever went when we were actually dating. I don't know. Well, that was...
No, we did. We did.
We did?
Yeah, for my birthday.
Oh, yeah, we did. But, I mean, it was at the end of my senior year anyways, so...
Yeah.
Fun times.
I feel like I could not drink that much beer now. I feel like every time I drink too much beer now,
absolutely
it's just
not.
I get a headache.
Well, just drinking in general, I remember I would pregame, my friends and I would always pregame at least an hour before we would actually go out, which, I don't know, I feel like that's very typical. That's kind of when it's the highlight of the night, kind of just drinking with your friends. But I remember drinking just shot to shot and being fine, but now I'll have two shots total within 4 hours and I'm literally hungover the next day. I don't know how I drank that much. It's insane.
Yeah, especially the back then, I feel like I could just like mix beer with alcohol and I'd be fine. But like now, if I drink too much beer, it's just you wake up terrible the next morning.
What is it? Beer before liquor?
Yeah, they always say that. I mean,
I don't see. I heard that was like a myth. It doesn't matter if you actually mix. It's just like the amount that you have in your system. I don't know. I don't know. But I always feel shitty if I do mix like all types of alcohol or liquor.
I mean, light beer is kind of like easy to take down, but like even still, it's just not a great combination. I think the worst hangover I've ever had was like mixing liquor and wine, like wine, which is fucking terrible.
Boxed wine.
I think, the worst hangover I've had was with the boxed wine.
I don't think I've had boxed wine since college, maybe after college, like a year after college.
No, we had boxed wine last year.
We did? When?
In our
apartment? Was,
yeah. Because okay, I got like a box of sangria.
Oh, well, I used to drink it regularly.
I don't know. I personally cannot drink wine just because, like, for me to even get a buzz.
It gives you a headache. No, for me
to even get a buzz off wine, like, I would have to drink, like, maybe 3 glasses. And, like, just the acidic content of wine after 1 glass, it just, like, really upsets my stomach. And I just feel, like, just disgustingly bloated.
Yeah, that's true, because you have to drink more of it to feel something and just don't want to drink a lot of liquid, so.
I don't think anyone out there can, like, chug wine.
What? When I was in a sorority, they would literally, slap the bag.
It's fucking gross.
It is gross. It would just end up all on my face because I would give up in 2 seconds.
I mean, women, I don't know. Women can like get drunk easier, but like for guys, like.
Because we're smaller.
Yeah, I know.
Generally.
I could do like a good, like heavy beer, but wine, I can't do it. Not my style.
See, I don't like dark liquors. Well, I've never liked dark liquors. Yeah, vodka was always my choice of liquor, and I guess it still is today because I can't really withstand anything else besides vodka.
Yeah, I think vodka is just like, it's kind of like just like eating in general. It's just like a cheeseburger. The cheeseburger makes you feel like shit after eating it, but if you have like fucking grilled chicken, it's just it feels more
so organic. Is vodka the grilled chicken of liquors?
Pretty much. Interesting. Like, you can't go wrong.
You can't go wrong? Well, you can go wrong. You absolutely can go wrong by drinking vodka.
Yeah, compared to high school, like everyone used to fucking drink Vladimir, which is the most disgusting vodka.
Can we just talk about our different high school experiences? How my friends in high school, for the most part, didn't drink. I feel like I didn't have the, I guess, typical high school partying experience, whereas Oscar did.
I really don't understand that because, like going in, like, I moved to school as a new student. So, like, I didn't know anyone in high school my freshman year in 9th grade.
But you had your brother at least.
No, right? I didn't have my brother. I went to 9th grade in high school. My brother was in middle school.
Yeah.
So, like, we weren't together.
Yeah, that's true. But, that's weird.
So, like, literally the first day of high school.
But I remember everyone knew who you guys were. Like,
I mean, yeah, eventually I had to build a name. Like, we built a name for ourselves. Well, I did.
And built a name for yourself.
Well, yeah, like, first day ever of high school,
can you tell the story?
What?
Just how you sat by yourself.
Yeah, the first day of high school, I didn't know anyone.
Sit by yourself?
I did. Oh. First day of lunch, I literally sat by myself at lunch because I didn't know anyone. And
see, this makes you sound like such a loser, and you were not a loser. Like, I was a loser.
I mean, I didn't know anyone. Who was I going to sit with at lunch? Most people that went into 9th grade already knew people from
the
middle
true.
School before.
Yeah.
But I was brand new and fresh. I didn't know anyone.
And then what, you got friends within a day or the next day?
No, like I had some girls in my class, one of my classes, and I don't know how the conversation came up, but I just was like, yeah, I sat with myself at lunch yesterday by myself. Aww. And they like invited me to sit with them. So I sat with them the next day. And it was just a table of all girls.
And then did you stay at that table?
Yeah, for a while. But I mean, it's just super awkward.
Yeah, but I mean, eventually. Eventually you made friends and.
Yeah, eventually.
Also, Oscar didn't date in high school.
No, I didn't.
Was there a reasoning behind that? I mean, I wish I didn't date in high school.
I mean, I did.
In my opinion, there's no.
I did it in middle school.
Okay, well, that's but so pointless. Really count, so did yeah. I, but that doesn't. That's not yeah, it's real.
Really not like.
But anything. Also in high school, I don't know. I feel like some people in high school end up together, but if I could go back, I would 100% want to take that away from my high school experience.
Oh, no, I did. I did date someone in high school.
You did?
It was in ninth grade, like end of ninth grade.
Oh.
I don't know. It wasn't.
Oh, so did I, but I don't count that.
Yeah, ninth grade, it was basically like a middle school relationship. It wasn't like anything serious. And I like barely knew the person. I don't even know how it even ended up.
That's how mine was.
Yeah, like, I don't know. Yeah, I think it definitely helped like when I was on the football team and shit because like that helped me make some friends. But yeah, then eventually I guess was with people that were not the best influence. But yeah, I think I partied a lot during my high school years.
I did not. So yeah, that's officially how we met. Sorry we kind of rambled on there, but
yeah, so we just wanted to
share the story of how we officially met because I think it's funny.
And also just a little bit about ourselves.
I think that concludes today's episode of how we officially met and how we got to where we are today, now years later. Yeah, and this is a message to all the ladies out there to just make the first move.
Well, not always. I mean, there's plenty of movies. Sometimes you make the first move and God forbid you meet a serial killer, you're fucked.
Okay, well, it's not what I meant. I just meant a lot of females don't.
What you're trying to say is you miss 100% of the shots you don't take.
Okay.
So take a shot.
Yes, even if it's a serial killer?
Well, I mean, just catch the red flags. I'm sure you can.
Yeah,
catch
I guess.
Them.
Okay. All right, guys. Thanks for listening. We'll be back next week in our next episode. Bye.
See ya.